At the beginning of the 20th century, goods were brought to Altai on horses and steamboats. The volumes of transportation were insignificant, the need for the sale and purchase of goods grew year to year, and the authorities of Barnaul, the merchants, industrialists, appealed to the country's leadership with a request to join the city to the railway network. They made a draft of the future Chagunka, railways obsoletism, back in March of 1899. However, the committee in St. Petersburg considered that the construction was premature and rejected the project. An influential politician, Pyotr Stolypin, arrived in the Altai steppe village located on the site of Slavgorod city these days to evaluate the land reform process in Siberia in 1910. Then he was asked to push forward the idea of the Tatarskaya Slavgorod and Novonikolaevsk Semipalatinsk railways construction project with a branch to Bisk. Stolypin complied with the request, but it was decided to build a railway to the south through Barnaul. Work on the construction of the Chagunka had begun in 1912. The place for the future station was chosen by the whole population of the city. After a long discussion, they decided to build it in a waste ground near Barnaul, where now is the Privokzalnaya Square railway station forecourt. Local residents, as also residents of neighboring villages, were recruited to complete the road construction work. Candidates with their own horses got paid more. Permanent workers underwent a medical examination and took the oath of office to the Russian government. There was no other way to get a job. I promise and swear to serve, not sparing my life, not being carried away either by kinship or by friendship or by enmity or by self-interest, and remembering solely the glory and prosperity of the Russian state. I will fulfill the duty entrusted to me in good conscience, in full pressure of powers, keeping the idea of the great use for the government in my thoughts. People had to work in difficult conditions, mainly manually. While building roads, there was only one American excavator. However, the residents of Barnaul believed that building roads would improve their lives. Despite the outbreak of the First World War, at which time all the iron was transported to the front, and the problem of debt on salaries for several months, the road was built ahead of schedule. One of the most difficult objects was, of course, the bridge across the River Ab. Tens of thousands of workers from all over the country worked on the construction of the railway. The Barnaul railway station and the Altai railway were opened on the 21st of October, 1915.
Attention, please! The train number 3 to Semipalatinsk is now ready to leave Bisk. It will arrive in Barnaul at 52 minutes past 6 p.m. I repeat, train number...
The big-time Barnaul gymnasium student Volodya, in a black overcoat with two rows of smooth silver buttons, along with his friend, wandered into a quiet street near the new station. It was packed. Jubilant workers and railway workers in full dress stood around with their banners. There was an elegant two-story white-red building a little way off, on which stood a remarkable portico with large rectangular windows. A man with a cockade on a beautiful green cap was talking enthusiastically near the station on a wooden platform.
Gentlemen, greetings, comrades. Today we are solemnly opening the through traffic along the entire railway line from Novonikolaevsk to Semipalatinsk. I must say that I myself tested the strength of the bridge across the Ob some days ago. I won't deceive you a bit if I say that it can withstand any weight. By the way, we're waiting for the arrival of the first passenger train to the station soon.
Hooray! Hooray! Hooray!
Oh, there it is!
Hooray! Hooray! Hooray!
Passengers noisily stepped out of the arrived car. The first people to descend on the platform were two respectable men. One of them is in a double-breasted knee-length uniform. There was an emblem on his chest, two outstretched wings with a wheel.
Your Excellency, Mr. Budagov, let me express my great appreciation for the excellent fulfillment of an intended plan. Well, it happened. There are no words to express my gratitude to you. Yes, and yes again. I admit this is exactly what I wanted for Barnaul Station to look like. Grigory Moiseevich, well, you... The pleasure was all mine, Mr. Ligon. I just made sure that the works were under the building charter.
Cut it out, colleague. I know about your talent to great fanfare. Strongly congratulate. I saw train stations, barracks, water towers built under a guidance along the entire railway from Novonikolaevsk to Barnaul. The entire Trans-Siberian Railway was built by you. Don't be shy. These buildings will probably stand for at least 100 years.
Well, thank you. I want to bring you a deep appreciation for your goodwill attitude towards me. I do not rekindle dreams to visit your city again. Let me express my sincere wishes. At this moment, Volody and his friend were distracted by a young man with Cossack trousers and a green coat.
Hey, kiddies, where are you going? Stop spinning wheels and fooling around. It's better to help me. Comrade Engineer Budaga will now award the best Artel foreman.
Those who build this road. And our one went off to the German war as a volunteer a month ago. Comrade sent me to receive an award. Come along with me, watch it.
Cheezer, and who are you?
Volodya sounded surprised.
I am Mihailo, Fomin is my last name. I am from the Voronezh peasants. I moved here to Altai with an eye to building a railway road and a bridge across the Ob.
Pretty. What miracles I have not met at the construction site therein.
You bang. They even brought a wondrous car. Even from America proper. Dragon Shovel is called.
Hefty good. Gosh. We built a road right off the bat.
Wow. You say, was it probably that difficult at a construction site?
Yeah, that's true. My comrades, who were not from locals, lived in barracks and huts. Clapboard barrack. The wind blew in the gap awfully. 100 people could stuff into it. After that, nobody couldn't push through there even. We slept on a thin wooden bench without a backboard. Someone spent the night hugger-mugger. Someone slept on the ground close to each other. And they paid us chicken feed as a salary compensation for the hard work. Sometimes even didn't pay us on time. The conditions for workers were like sheepfold sheds.
Why didn't you get hackles up?
Get hackles up here. Complain to superiors. You'll start to squander here. Could it be the real truth? 1.5 years ago, I was working near Bisk. Our workers who rustled up a subgrade behind the Ob went berserk. Stopped working, started grabbing onto the cobblestones. The gendarmes immediately jumped up and the police arrived. The boldest was seized in lockup. And they would have detained me, but the comrades did not betray me.
I mix with someone here. They call themselves social democrats, crack-wise ones bigly. Sure that everything will be changed soon.
And the railway is those changes' assistant. They will transport bread and butter along with it and build new plants around. There will be more work. The main thing is, 3 years later, Mihailo Fomin led the detached units of the Red Guards from railway workers of Barnaul. He will be punished with lead poisoning on the 26th of September by White Guard officers.
Attention, please. The train to Semipalatinsk is now ready to leave in a few minutes.
A total of 22 stations were opened on the Altai Railway. During the time, several cities were established on it. Novoaltaisk, Aleisk, Rubtsovsk, Bisk. The railway was nationalized after the Civil War in 1922. The slogan was announced at the Barnaul station.
10 well-fed should feed 100.
Therefore, the workers of the unit gave part of their food ration to the starving people's needs of the country. The working conditions during these years were utterly unbearable. However, the railway gave a powerful impetus to the regional economy. Grain, oil, and other local products were exported from Altai with it. As soon as the Great Patriotic War began,
the country's leadership set the task for the railway workers to ensure the delivery of military units and weapons to the front quickly. Whole plants were transported by railway from the central part of the country to Altai. Rallies were held at railway enterprises of the Altai region on the second day after the outbreak of war. Hundreds of people filed applications asking them to be sent to the front without waiting for a writ from the military commissariat office. But someone ought to supply the delivery of goods and food. Under these conditions, women replaced men who came to the front and worked instead of them. So there was created a fully female locomotive brigade March 8 in Barnaul. Agafya Porvatova was appointed the chief engineer. The stoker girls with their delicate hands threw dozens of tons of coal into the steam locomotive furnace during a 12-hour shift. Here's how the stoker Anna Kamagaeva recalls this difficult time.
Before the war, I managed to graduate from 6 grades of school. I was mobilized to the labor front and sent to Barnaul to study as a stoker in 1942. The dorm had 5-6 people. We lived together, friendly. And then we came to work at the depot. They appointed me in a team of the engineer Mikhail Lartsev and assistant Grakov Konstantin. I wouldn't be of much help for them. It's immediately obvious. Even in appearance, winter was frosty then. And on the first day, I was entrusted with the most responsible task.
Annie, sweetie, now then go ahead and clean the rail track from the snow with a broom. Otherwise, we'll get stuck.
Comrade engineer, in a flash.
I was wearing cotton wool trousers, cotton wool jacket, and large size felt boots. It was hard to walk, let alone work. I got off and started throwing. And I was thinking myself, how can I throw it when the train will get the speed later?
Annie, hurry up. We're about to leave.
Then I was replaced by a steam locomotive to the engineer Vasily Mihaev and assistant Valentin Shabanov. They were good and kind people. They took care of me. I remember story I have to go for the anti-friction and it is packed in a 2-bucket can. That's half my way.
Okay, Annie, I'll bring it myself. It's better go and throw the coal closer to the tray. Hey, look, don't throw all the coal over with one shovel.
Vasily Mikhailovich, I can't even lift the can.
The locomotives were an amp series. Without a carbon suppressor, a stoker, all coal must be thrown off into the furnace with a shovel. And it is necessary to shovel it all over till we arrive in Novosibirsk. I was so tired that sometimes I could fall asleep while I was working, and they never scolded me.
After the war, the railway in Altai was developed rapidly. Low-powered steam locomotives were exchanged for more efficient ones, and all rails for stronger ones. People from all over the Union came to Altai to develop an idle field in the early 50s. Barnaul has become one of the largest cities in Siberia. Due to the high grain yield, it was necessary to increase the number of paths. The Barnaul station was designed for 250 people, now could no longer cope with the flow of passengers. Up to 3 million people came to Altai in just 1 year. So, in 1958, a new station was built in the city, next to the old one. The entire city population came to the opening of the station like 50 years before. The pioneers brought flowers to the builders, and the leadership of the Krycom party delivered speeches. Later, the launch of a new railway bridge combined with a road across the Ob and the continuing electrification of certain sections of the railway played a great role. Passenger and freight traffic increased several times. Speed got increased also. locomotives are being replaced by diesel locomotives. The first train in the region from Barnaul to Tolmenko was launched. Over the more than a century-long history of the railway existence in Altai, hundreds of millions of passengers, more important cargo, was transported. Railway workers have been a reliable pillar of the state. They faithfully served their fatherland at all times. Now, their history is carefully stored in the Regional Railway Exhibition Center. Today, the railway in Altai continues its development. New technologies come with modern locomotives, stations are reconstructed. Comfort, speed and attention to the client are the main key points of railway workers.
Attention, attention! The train Barnaul Future is now ready to leave the third platform.